Carousel Radio, made in Brighton, for Brighton, from Brighton.
Hello, this is Ewan here from Carousel Radio, and I have lost a keyring with Del Winton's face in it.
Hello, beautiful shoppers!
But I was lucky enough to meet the DJ Ken Bruce.
Hi, I'm Ken Bruce
from Radio 2.
Hello, my name is Fran. Happy New Year. I lost my keys and my bus pass, but I won some aftershave at the raffle.
Nice.
Oh, thank you!
My name is Stuart. I accidentally used dog shampoo because there wasn't the original stuff, wasn't there? Luckily, I'm using the proper stuff now for my hair.
My name is Davut. I lost my mobile. Someone found it. The bus driver returned it to me. Thank you.
No problems, mate.
This show is all about luck and chance.
Welcome along to the show! So we played a word association game using words about luck and chance. Then we turn these words into a story and Fran is going to tell you the story.
The story is called The Chance by Carousel Radio. We decided to play a...
game.
We wanted to take a...
gamble.
We decided we wanted to play a game of Monopoly. So we started by dividing up the
money.
But we got bored and went to the pub to watch
football
instead. David had a
bet
on the match. We wished him
good luck
and it turned out to be a
good game of luck.
He won £50. They all went to the casino so David could spend his winnings on
roulette.
He hoped to make his
fortune.
Fran went on the game machine.
Wheel of Fortune.
As Stuart went on the Who Wants to Be a
Millionaire
machine. David made a big
loss
at the roulette wheel. He put it down to
bad luck.
Fran won at first, but pressed the game machine buzzer again.
Buzz.
And lost everything. But no one knew that Ewan was on the poker table beating everybody. He took everybody to the pier and brought him a bag of donuts. Ewan went home rich.
Everyone's a winner, baby, that's no lie.
That's no lie.
You never will. To satisfy.
Satisfy. No
and our ringtone FM with DJ Dava, a made-up station I know, but we just made it up ourselves here at Carousel Radio. Ringtone FM with DJ Ringtone.
Life is quite absurd, and death's a final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow.
Ringtones at Ringtone Radio.
This is Dr. Ringtone.
He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Your boyfriend's ringing on your phone.
Your boyfriend's ringing on your phone.
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
If you can. If
DJ Ringtone on Ringtone FM.
We'll be hearing from more from Ringtone a bit later on.
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability. We looked into the history of luck. There are some things that bring you good luck, and these are lucky number 7. Horseshoes bring good luck, they're pointing upwards. Finding a four-leaf clover. snapping a wishbone, bird pooing on your head. So these are some things that bring you bad luck. It's bad luck to smash mirrors. It's bad luck to open an umbrella indoors. 13 is unlucky for some. Wearing hats in the house. Walking under a ladder. Hanging a horseshoe with the ends pointing down, as it's believed that luck will fall out. Bad luck to put shoes on the table. Friday the 13th, and crossing people on the stairs. Seeing magpies can bring you good or bad luck. This is explained in this old nursery rhyme. One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy. Five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret, never to be told. Eight for a wish, nine for a kiss, 10 for a bird, you must not miss.
They call you Lady Luck.
Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Some truths and some lies about
luck or chance.
So welcome to Fact or Fib with a twist. Each member of the radio team will answer Fact or Fib to three statements each, but they must be quick as they have just 30 seconds to do it in. This month, the team will roll a dice to see which of our past themes they'll answer Fact or Fib to. Can they remember what were facts and what were fibs? So Fran, we start with you, and roll the dice, please. The dice has chosen number 4. It's on the theme of family. Start the clock, please. Fact or fib number 1 is there are 50 children in the largest family ever known. Is that a fact or a fib?
That's probably a fact.
No, it's a fib. There were 69 children in the largest family ever known. Mr. and Mrs. Vasiliev had 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quads. Fact or fib number 2. Two long-lost brothers spent years looking for each other when they were neighbours all along. Is that a fact or a fib?
Fact.
Yes, it's a fact. Tommy Larkin and Stephen Goonsey were adopted by separate families in the USA. When they found each other, it turned out that they'd been living across the street from each other for 7 months. Fact or fib number 3. The world's richest family owns an entire beach. Is that a fact or a fib?
Fib.
Well remembered, it's a fib, yeah. The world's richest family owns 2 entire beaches in Croatia. The Fontbonna family are from Chile and are worth $17.4 billion.
Oh, that's a load of money!
And that's it, I think, for Fran's set. She got 2 points on that. David, your turn and roll the dice, please.
Number 1.
Dice has chosen none. Number 1, that theme is on showbiz and showbiz in the stage. Start the clock, please. Fact or fib number 1. Actors nominated for an award at the Oscars this year received a goodie bag with gifts inside worth $100,000. Is that a fact or a fib?
A fib.
It's a fib, yeah. The goodie bag is in fact worth $200,000. The gifts in the goodie bag included a walking holiday of Japan, a 10-day holiday in Israel, and a home spa system. Whew. Fact or fib number 2 is the Palace Theatre in London always keeps 2 seats free for 2 ghosts to watch their performances.
Fact.
It's a fact. Some people believe that the ghost of 2 ballerinas haunts the theatre, one being a famous dancer called Anna Pavlova. It's superstition in some theatres to provide seats to the ghosts that haunt them. And fact or fib number 3 finally, audiences in ancient Greece rubbed their bellies instead of clapping their hands if they liked the performances. Is that a fact or a fib?
Fact.
No, it's a fib. Audiences in ancient Greece actually stamped their feet instead of clapping. If they didn't like the performance, they would scream at the actors, throw food at them, and bang the wooden benches they were sitting on. You got 2 points on that. So to decide the winner, Fran and Dava are going to pick odds or evens, and whoever gets this correct is the winner.
I pick evens.
I won odds.
And the dice has landed on a 5. Dava's the winner. Well done, Dava.
Hooray!
Boom!
So as a forfeit, I'm going to press a random button here. Let's just pretend that I've got a random button in front of me here. And I'm going to literally just thump my thing over like that.
Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Some truths and some lies about
luck or chance.
This is a new feature.
True or what?
It's called True or What. by Stuart, and it's his random thoughts from his head.
Stranger things have happened in Haitian. If you look in dictionaries, there are all dirty words in there. If you took all the swear words out, people wouldn't be able to use them. Stranger things have happened in Hearst Pierpoint. According to people being late, if you get your car clamped and saw the clamp off, you have to pay a fine. True or what? Stranger things have happened in Queen's Road. I feel like a pair of curtains. If people get stuck in traffic and they have temporary traffic lights, it means that they have diversions. True or what? Stranger things have happened in Storrington. True or what? When people are in bed at night, they go round nicking street lamps. When the milkman gets up in the morning, he finds there are no street lamps. True or what? Eh? Stranger things have happened in Croydon.
Warning!
Now we're gonna go back to DJ Ringtone with his toes on his mobile phone, even though they're made up.
Random ringtones at Ringtone Radio.
This is Dr. Ringtone
for all your favorite ringtone sounds.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June, and the Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. He was headed for Bear on I-10, about a mile out of Shaky Town. I said, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
What's going on?
Ringtone FM, DJ Ringtone.
Ringtone FM. Thank you for tuning Ringtone.
Boring.
What did you play during your DJ set?
I went on the internet and found all the ringtones, and then I played all different ones.
Thank you for tuning in to Ringtone FM, and you can hear them on 120 FM. If you've got a special radio or a special dial, you can ringtone us there.
What's that sound?
We may expect quite a lot of noise.
You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
So I've chosen some sounds randomly from our past shows on different themes for What's That Sound this month. We've done probably 12 or 13 different themes over the past year and a few months, and these are some of the sounds from them. Maybe our team can remember what they were or tell us what they think of these sounds. So, are you ready for our first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your hands off my tractor.
It's from a farm.
It's a tractor on a farm.
It was someone in the middle of the night, do you think?
I've been there sleepwalking.
Yeah, it was from the nighttime show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
This was what a man said in his sleep. He was sleep talking.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Get your hands off my tractor.
You ready for the next sound?
Oh.
It's from the animal one.
From the chipmunks.
Chipmunks?
Yeah, it's an angry chipmunk.
An angry chipmunk. Oh.
Of course it is. This is rather a funny sound effect, I must say. So...
Funny.
Right, yeah. Next sound.
The Haunted House!
Taking the world as I've journeyed through the backstage.
What the tune of the Haunted House.
This piece was actually at the radio launch event, wasn't it?
It was a live radio show broadcast.
So we went down to the old Sting in Brighton. One person played Brenda, one person played Scott, and we played both characters, and we had a narrator, and I think a lot of people enjoyed it, and we did it at the AGM, didn't we, Dave? Yeah.
Dava, what did you do at the launch? Do you remember?
I'm doing the footsteps.
Sound effects.
Ready for the next sound?
Yeah. It's a game show.
Game show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show.
Great. Well, man.
Carry on, man. Carry on, man.
Yes.
Hey, that'll make a good title for a film.
Morecambe and White.
So what show was this one from, do you remember?
It was TV.
It was Entertainment and the Stage.
That was it. I remember now. Don't remember that one.
What could it be?
Sound like an organ or something?
Or something in a casino?
I can't remember that one.
Keyboard making all those sounds.
Well, that's a completely random sound. Even I don't know what that is.
It's a difficult sound that it was.
What theme was it in, Dave?
It's not been in any themes.
The theme.
I tricked you a little bit.
Should
we do the last sound?
Yeah.
The last sound.
Go on then.
Ooh. That's a cat screaming.
That was in the animal one.
Probably because he wants to actually have a battle with someone else.
Or you scare the cat out of their lives. And you go, rah!
Thanks, everyone.
Happy New Year from
Castlevania.
Good luck,
and I'll see you soon.
What the hell is that?
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
Thanks for listening to Take a Trance. Our next show is The Five Senses. People can listen by going onto the Carousel website. At www.carousel.org.uk.
If you subscribe to iTunes or podomatic.com, you'll find us there. So just search for Carousel Radio.
Until next time, thanks for listening.
Goodbye and see you soon.
Hope to see you again next time on the show, and look forward to hearing from you then.
We hope you have a good 2017. Until then, from Carousel Radio, it's goodbye for now.